It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 51 of Podketeer. I am just in between Cars Land and Bugs Land here at California Adventure, and I've spent the last couple hours wandering around Cars Land, and it is pretty cool. It's not nearly as crowded as I expected it to be. I ate at Flo's V8 Cafe, and the food there is pretty good. I have to say the reports that I had heard are true. It has some of the better sit-down table food, you know, other than high-dollar places like Blue Bayou and places like that. But just a standard fare sit-down places, it's really excellent quality. An interesting menu, too. You don't get the burgers and fries type of meal there. They've got beef, pork, turkey, and I forget what the other one. Oh, it's a vegetable casserole offered. Each one with two side dishes. And let's see, they had peas and carrots, mashed potatoes and gravy, barbecued beans, and I forget the other one. Sorry for the lack of the complete menu there, but and there was $11.95, which I don't think's too bad. Now that does not include a drink, but it does include the meal and two side dishes, which are, you know, fairly decent sized side dishes, and they were excellent quality. The potatoes and gravy were very good, as were the beans. And the Coca-Cola barbecue sauce is really good. I can't really taste Coca-Cola in it, but it tastes pretty good. Right adjacent to where I'm at, the park is not on fire. They have the fire truck from Cars Land on display for you to have your picture taken with. And it makes a bunch of racket. But this is actually the quietest place I could find, because all through Cars Land, there really is not a quiet spot. They have music blaring from speakers just about every place. I couldn't find anywhere that I could record this and not be obliterated by the music. The wait times are not too bad. This is Wednesday, June 20th. And the wait time for the Radiator Springs Racers has been varying between 2 and 3 hours. The cast member told me it was 2 hours. The sign says 3, so it's somewhere between those two. I've only seen it break down once since I've been here, and that was just for about 5 minutes. They shut it down. It looks really good. I mean, it's better than I had imagined it was going to look. They did an amazing job on the paint on the mountains, because it looks, you know, it's not realistic in terms of you wouldn't mistake it for the real thing, but it's certainly passable. If you took a photo from the right angle, it would look like the real thing. And I have to commend them for the job they did on it. I've been walking around the shops here, and I think they could use a little bit more creative fare. The stuff that's for sale in there, there's a few things that I haven't seen before in their Cars Land based. A plaque, a car club plaque, made out of, it looks like it's aluminum. And it's really nice. I mean, it looks like the old style car club plaques that they used to put in the back windows of the cars. And they have window stickers. It's the Low and Slow Car Club, Radiator Springs. So that's pretty cool. Especially if you happen to have a lowrider. I'm sure that those are going to be real popular among people that have lowriders. Like I said, the crowd is not too bad tonight. I'm going to hang around here till 8 o'clock because I want to see them turn the lights on. And that's the official lighting time for the neon at Cars Land. And I hear that that is a sight worth waiting for. So I definitely want to hang around here and see that. We got a kid standing in the flower bed getting his picture taken with one of the bugs in Bugs Land. I'm surprised somebody didn't come and yell at him, because he was pretty much astride one of the bugs. And he's just a little too big to be doing that. Alrighty, well, that's the introduction to today's show. As I said, it's an excellent day for touring Cars Land. Not too crowded. One thing I do have to say is it is very windy today. So if I pick up some wind noise here on the recorder, please forgive me. And I'll try to do as much as I can to keep that from occurring. So, on with the show.
I wanna go park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Jungle cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring.
I'm over here next to Luigi's Flying Tires. That doesn't look too terribly disappointing. They don't fly around with a lot of speed, but it's very reminiscent of the Flying Saucers, as I expected it would be, from the late 60s. Actually, more mid-60s than late, because I think they took it out in 66, as I recall. They have large white, green, and red, like reddish-orange beach balls that they have flying around in the play area there, along with the tires. Now, the bottom part of the tire is actually not a tire. It's covered with it's a cloth padded area to keep them from banging each other too hard. It absorbs the shock, but it looks like a tire. It's made to look like that. And they play Italian music, and they have Luigi making little comments, and it's Italian themed. It's really cool. Like just about everything here, I'm very impressed. Unfortunately, the wait times are such to where I don't want to spend my entire afternoon standing in line for one ride, so I'll probably come back on a different day after the crowds have thinned out a little bit and do my writing. Today I'll just kind of wander around and absorb the ambiance of Cars Land. So you can hear the music there. As I said, it's Italian music. Now, my daughter had told me, if you listen to the last podcast when I interviewed her about her trip here, she said it was all country music, but it seems to be more rock and roll. Well, they're about to start up the tires ride, and I'm going to get drowned out, so I'll pause this out and come back somewhere quieter.
We have our heading.
Here we go!
From the magic within our hearts to the adventure beyond the horizon, there is only one Disney.
Hey, Punketeers, got a little news for you. There used to be a Pendleton store in Frontierland, and it was open pretty much from the opening of the park until, oh, probably sometime in the mid-70s, they shut it down. Now, here at Ramon's Body Art in California Adventure, they sell Pendleton shirts, which is definitely a throwback to old days here at the park. They're expensive. They're $115, but they are very, very nice flannel shirts. They're wool, actually. And tremendously well made. They'll last you forever if you take care of them. Now, what's your sizes at the store here, the Ramon's Body Art? They've got some cool shirts, a grand opening shirts, and I wear a 3X, and I pulled out a 3X, and it's like a 1X, so make sure you try it on before you buy anything in there, because the sizes are not running very true. Alrighty, well, I thought I'd chime in, let you know that about the Pendleton shirts. Look it up on the internet. You'll see some pictures of it. The large clothing store there across from the shooting gallery in Frontierland, that's the store that used to be the Pendleton store. Okay, on with the rest of the show. I'm over here in front of the courthouse. And I noticed that there are a couple of dummy stores here, Sparky Spark Plugs and Mr. Curb Feeler. Now, I don't know if they intend to put something there eventually, but right now they're just dummy storefronts. So that may be something where they just ran out of time and money. Yeah, probably not money, but ran out of time. And they may put something there later, or it may be covering up for something else that is located in back of there. Now also, right here next to the courthouse and the fire department, I walk down the end of the street to the front of the courthouse, and you'll see a little opening to the left, just about even with the Stanley Steamer statue. And on the back wall is a really nice mural. This is Radiator Springs, a happy place. Got a picture of a couple of cars, And it's a cool mural. I don't know why they've got it hidden back here, because probably 90% of the people that come here are never going to see it. So make sure you check that out if you come to the park. And it's a nice picture spot. You can take a picture of the Radiator Springs Racers sign from here and get the Stanley Steamer. So, and also the Lubarama, which is on the right-hand side at the end of the street, is the Fast Pass location for the Radiator Springs Racers. I don't know if it's any of the other rides here, but I know it is for the racers. So if you're looking for the Fast Pass place, that's it. Alrighty, on with the show.
After magically taking us into the realm of toys, bugs, monsters, and fish, the wizards at Pixar Animation Studios hit the road as Walt Disney Pictures presents Cars.
Hey, Lightning, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
This high-octane journey centers around a shiny red race car named Lightning McQueen, voiced by Owen Wilson, who's about to discover there's a lot more to life when you don't speed through it.
The rookie sensation came into the season unknown, but everyone knows him now.
California, here I come!
Woo-hoo! But when Lightning finds himself unexpectedly detoured in a sleepy town off Route 66...
Where am I?
You're in Radiator Springs, the cutest little town in Carburetor County.
He finds himself way out of his hood.
How about some organic fuel?
Take a car wash, hippie.
Folks around here are not firing on all cylinders, if you know what I mean.
Lightning is somebody who just wants to kind of go fast and win, and over the course of this movie has to learn that there's more important things.
Like friends, including a rusty but trusty tow truck voiced by Larry the Cable Guy.
My name's Mater. Like tomato, but without the tuh.
And Doc Hudson, a 51 Hudson Hornet with a mysterious past, voiced by the legendary Paul Newman, along with Sally Carrera, a snazzy blue Porsche voiced by Bonnie Hunt, who takes an instant shine to Lightning and helps steer him in the right direction.
These are good folk around here who care about one another.
Come on, let's take a drive.
A drive?
Don't you big city race cars ever just take a drive?
The driving force behind Cars is Academy Award-winning director John Lasseter.
It's a very personal story for me because my father was a parts manager at a Chevy dealership. My mom was an art teacher. And so this is kind of like putting my two real loves together, animation and cars.
Do I spy a little pinstriping tattoo back there?
Oh, you saw that?
Even though Cars, it has cars as characters, eyes, they talk. I wanted all the details to be right.
And they've taken the technology along with the fantasies to a whole new level, according to Cheech Marin, who voices Ramon, a 57 souped-up Impala lowrider.
Radiator Springs is kind of like the town that time forgot. It's a real classic Americana.
Oh, dude, are you crying?
No, I'm happy.
Adding to the fun is a driving score, including songs from Sheryl Crow, Rascal Flatts, James Taylor, Randy Newman, and John Mayer. From the creators of Finding Nemo and The Incredibles.
What's so important about this race of yours?
I've been dreaming about it my whole life.
Comes a story about a race car who thought he had it all, only to discover everything he's been missing.
I knowed I made a good choice.
In what?
My best friend.
Life is a journey. Enjoy the ride.
There's a lot of love out there, you know, man.
Cars. In Hollywood, I'm Lori Lerner.
Well, Pocketeers, I just checked out the a little snack bar there at the Cozy Cone Motel, and I had the chili con queso, which is Fritos, chili, and cheese in a bread cone. And I gotta say that while it tastes good, it is tremendously overpriced. It's $6.99, and I doubt very seriously that the amount of chili in there would fill a teacup. So, unless you're just really into that dish, I'd highly recommend spending another $5 and getting a complete meal over at Flo's V8 Cafe. Because for $11.99, you can have pork loin with mashed potatoes and baked beans and a really nice roll. So I would definitely say if you're hungry, go over there, because $6.99 is too much. $4.99 might not be too bad, but $6.99 is way too much money. Like I say, it tastes good, but if you got a hankering for that, just go buy you a bag of Fritos and chili and some cheese and make it at home, because that's overpriced big time. Well, we're closing in here. It is 7:20, so just a little over a half an hour, and we'll be turning on the lights here. Now, I'm going to catch that on a video, and I may take another whack at trying to put it up on the website. So we'll see whether it happens or not. Okay, on with the show.
Pixar Animation Studios and Walt Disney Studios are off to the races in Cars 2 as hotshot race car Lightning McQueen, voiced by Owen Wilson, and his best buddy Mater, a rusty tow truck voiced by Larry the Cable Guy, jumpstart a new adventure to exotic lands.
How'd you like to come and see the world with me?
You mean it?
Under the direction of Academy Award-winning filmmaker John Lasseter, who in 2006 brought us the box office sensation Cars.
The setting of Cars 2 is a race that Lightning McQueen is invited to called the World Grand Prix. And it takes place in Tokyo, Japan, a seaside town in Italy, and London, England.
Which way to the hotel, man?
Our fun-loving duo is joined by the Radiator Springs pit crew as they head overseas to support Lightning in the World Grand Prix, featuring the top race cars from across the globe.
Lightning McQueen, buonasera!
They go on a whirlwind trip, and Mater's very excited to be hanging out with his buddy.
Look! Ferraris, let's go!
Okay, now Mater, remember, best behavior.
But the road to the finish line is filled with plenty of potholes and detours, as Owen explains.
In trying to help me, somehow people mistake Mater for an American spy.
As our trusty friend finds himself embroiled in a top-secret mission, orchestrated by a very sporty little British car, voiced by two-time Academy Award winner Michael Caine.
I never properly introduced myself. Finn McMissile, British Intelligence.
Tow Mater, average intelligence.
McMissile thinks Mater's brilliant. Not only is he in this tow truck costume, but he's literally acting like he is a tow truck.
He's taken a shining to Finn's new partner, the stunning rookie Holly Shiftwell, voiced by Emily Mortimer.
She's a beautiful sort of pinkish, mauve-ish little sports car, and she's extremely technically savvy and well-trained.
This ain't nothing at all like Radiator Springs.
It has the glamour and epic scale of a really sophisticated spy film.
Cars 2 is indeed an epic, and it's presented where available in Disney Digital 3D, using the latest technical advances to give audiences a front row seat, as well as a car's eye view of all the racing action in spectacular detail through the streets of France, Italy, England, and Japan, and it's of course filled with plenty of heart and humor.
What you got here in the tree?
Wasabi.
Oh, same old, same old. What's up with you?
So it really feels authentic what these international cities and countries would be like if cars were alive.
Buckle your seatbelts.
McQueen and Francesco duel for that inside line as they head toward the first turn.
As Disney Pixar present our favorite cars, going where no cars have gone before.
You know, I know some karate.
Cars 2.
I got me a black fan base.
In Hollywood, I'm Lori Lerner.
Brilliant.
Well, Pocketeers, I am closing in on the lighting ceremony here at Cars Land. It's about a quarter till. I'm on my second attempt at recording this little segment because I was just about done with it, and this guy walked by and decided to utter a few expletives that I had to delete. So I'm doing this again. I am very, very pleased with Cars Land. I've spent the last probably 4 hours wandering back and forth on this little short street, and it is very nice. It is very crowded. What would be cool is to get in here with about maybe a tenth the number of people, because it does kind of take away from the ambiance having wall-to-wall people. I'm sure there'll be days down the road when it's not quite so crowded. Alrighty, well, I'll be back with the my comments about what I think of the lights. So we'll be back in about 14 minutes.
Disengage this computer now.
Well, I believe I have been steered wrong. I think the cast member that I spoke to that said that the lights came on at 8, I was mistaken. As the best I can find out right now, they come on at 8:30. So it is right now about 3 minutes after 8, and there are no lights. So we'll be back at 8:30.
You live in Southern California, so you probably know when it's the best time to go to Disneyland, right? Right now.
It's your time to ride, California.
Now's the perfect time to go.
It's your time to ride, California.
Take it fast.
Or take it slow.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Stand by to dive.
Diving stations.
Just wait so well.
I open the camera.
Here we go.
When was the last time there was enough time to do it all at Disneyland? Well, now you can. Isn't it about time?
It's your time to ride right now. Ride, ride, ride. Disneyland.
Hello, Bucketeers. I have just ridden the trolley, and it is amazingly swell. I didn't want to use the word cool because I use it all the time, but it is really neat. And you get a completely different perspective of the park, and it looks much more realistic in terms of the period town that it's supposed to be. Now, I'm just fixing to walk through the Mad Tea Party, so I'm going to stop talking and just let you listen to the amazing amount of noise coming out of there. punk to tears. All I gotta say is, wow. That is an amazing little bit of lighting. And a very good band. I'm not sure what the real name of that band is, but they're the Mad Tea Party Band, and they're excellent. That's one of the best shows I've seen here. It is far better than what they were putting on for Tron. So I'll tell you, if you get out here to Disneyland California Adventure in the evening, in the 8-ish, 9-ish range, I'm not sure exactly what time this starts, but definitely make it over there and see that. There's two or three stages that they've got set up. The one I was mainly watching was the band. And it is very good. I highly recommend it. Okay, well, I've just about worn out my feet here at California Adventure. This is one of the few times when I am not even going to make it to Disneyland. I'm actually leaving without going to Disneyland. In fact, I don't think this has ever happened. This just shows you how much more there is to see here now. Yep, trolley's going by. The Pacific Electric. Okay, they put a lot of money into this place, and they did it upright. I have to say, this is what this place should have been when they opened it to begin with. And I'm extremely glad they reimagined it, because it looks amazing. The whole place. It rivals Disneyland. And I think it's well worth the raise in prices. And I'll definitely pay the extra $150, because it's worth it. So if you haven't been out here to Cars Land and you haven't seen the Mad Tea Party show yet, hey, make it out here. It's worth admission to the park just for that. And make sure you stay after dark so you can see the neon lights, because that makes Cars Land just something really special. I mean, it's cool before dark, but after dark, it's something a little more than cool. Well, that does it for the show. Hope you enjoyed it and our trip out here to Cars Land. We didn't ride anything, but I knew that when I came. I just walked around and soaked up the ambiance. Here in a couple of weeks, when the rides die down a little bit and the wait time's not so drastic, I'll ride a few of the rides. But I don't think that was the most important thing today. It was to, as I said, describe the Cars Land, get some pictures. So, y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week. And as that young lady just said, we'll see you at the park.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse Copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.